Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Science Translational Medicine podcast for October 2012. I'm Kelly Lamarco, senior editor for the journal. In this show, I'll be speaking with Dr. Banu Onorol, the H.H. Sun Professor of Biomedical Engineering and Electrical Engineering, and the founding director of the School of Biomedical Engineering Science and Health Systems at Drexel University in Philadelphia. Dr. Onorol is an enthusiastic innovation partnership ambassador who invests significant time traveling to and working with scientists in emerging economies, regions around the world that are undergoing rapid growth and industrialization. The emerging economies of China and India are considered to be the largest, but some others are Brazil, Russia, Mexico, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Turkey. The biomedicine and health technology economic sector is among the most relevant when it comes to improving the lives of citizens and has witnessed the entry of new players globally. But biomedical innovation is being choked by increasing costs and decreasing productivity. In response to this innovation crisis, biomedical research institutions of all kinds are devising creative ways to collaborate through knowledge and data sharing and the integration of biomedicine, engineering, and information technology. Dr. Onorol has authored an editorial in Science Translational Medicine on innovation partnerships and emerging economies, and now she's here on the line to share some of her thoughts about what she refers to as the innovation imperative. Welcome, Dr. Onorol, and thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
First of all, what is the innovation imperative?
The global innovation imperative is about global growth and development. And it can only be achieved through an equal partnerships for global prosperity and peace. If it's science and technology driven, especially in those countries that have not yet made the transition to such innovation, it could be very unifying, equalizing, and evening the playing field. I have a deep belief that we can empower the collective genius. So this global imperative is for us all together a culture change that will bring us closer, build trust relationships between us, and together join our resources, our assets, and our collective genius to bring life-saving solutions to healthcare.
So from your many travels, what have you found to be some of the drivers of innovation in these emerging economies?
What I experience on the ground is the vitality, the aspirations of the young and relatively well-educated next generation. They are very connected to the world, and they are truly committed to playing a part in this new innovation economy. So the imperative from the emerging economy is this commitment to rethink and to reinvent themselves, and to reaffirm their desire to get off the ground. And sometimes I say you can soar with the eagles, and they do believe that.
So what do you think has inspired these young people in the emerging economies to want to be a part of biomedical innovation?
The young generation all over the world, and it's not just developed countries and emerging economies, but also elsewhere, even underserved, underprivileged parts of the world. The young generation is an open-minded, connected generation. So oftentimes they can aggregate, they can connect, and they can move in a concerted fashion. And we've seen this in politics, and we are about to see it also at a grand scale in economic development.
Can you give us one example of a successful global biomedical partnership?
When it comes to tangible projects that are conducive to global innovation partnerships, I'd like to bring to the attention of the listeners this amazing grand experiment that the Coulter Foundation, Wallace H. Coulter Foundation, has initiated. This was mid-2000s, and we were fortunate to become part of this amazing grand challenge, which was to bring those universities selected out of 80, 10 of us, in very close contact with the business world so that the academics and the business colleagues including investors and business developers and entrepreneurs, and of course, all those who have the legal and medical opinions, to work together to address unmet needs. This was our first experience, and it started in 2006. For 5+ years, we have been with 10 universities, wonderfully selected universities, totally committed to this mission, to fuse the academic with the business culture, and to bring these stakeholders within the university to work with us, hands-on, on the ground, in the trenches.
What are some of the features of successful innovation partnerships, particularly ones that also bring in the business of innovation?
I'd like to, of course, always speak from personal experience, from real, tangible sort of projects that I've been involved. We have a very interesting emerging innovation partnership with our colleagues at Shanghai Jiatong University. It's one of the elite biomedical science and engineering group that we're working with, our counterpart school of biomedical engineering at Shanghai Jiatong, together with the MedX Research Institute. We have recently installed, after our partnership in terms of exchange and joint projects, into a dual doctoral degree program, which emphasizes joint translational research. We've already selected 2 students, and this is very specialized to neuroengineering, but we would like to also build it toward regenerative bioengineering in the next cycle. 2 students from each side has been identified, and our resources on both sides has been open to them. And this is an ongoing experiment. We would like to grow this cadre of the next generation who are binational and actually international and global in their thinking when they are not only inventing, researching, inventing, commercializing the invention, and hopefully they will follow through startups or R&D leadership in the established industries. So we're very excited about the next generation whose doctoral thesis will not only introduce, hopefully, a breakthrough science, but also engineer the potential products. Another one that is a very interesting innovation partnership is with Israel. It's specifically with the Institute for Drug Research at the Hebrew University. That's an, again, interdisciplinary program such as our school at Drexel. And we have joined forces to work on very innovative projects. We funded it jointly and seeking external sponsors to continue this program. More recently, that has become more focused on pediatric technologies and especially pediatric drug discovery and drug delivery, which is a very, very interesting proposition for those of us in Philadelphia and them in Israel. More recently, I have been fully putting time and energy into Turkey, because Turkey, like China in year 2000, is on an uphill. And that uphill means that they need not only their own expats, but also all those who care about that part of the region and in the Middle East, and are willing to share their experiences, their resources, and address unmet needs in healthcare, which is universal.
Yeah, so it sounds like these projects are extremely important to educating the next generation and building just a global biomedical family almost.
Yes.
Dr. Honoré, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so very much for this opportunity, Kelly.
That was Dr. Banu Honoré, H.H. Sun Professor of Biomedical Engineering and Electrical Engineering at Drexel University. Check out Dr. Honoré's article at the Science Translational Medicine website, stm.sciencemag.org. I'm Kelly Lamarco. Thanks for listening. This podcast is a production of Science Translational Medicine and the American Association for the Advancement of Science, working together to advance science and serve society.